So, Jazz Clinic Session 2 is about motifs. What is a motif? Who wants to attempt to define?
Is it a pattern that sort of recurs and goes through the piece like a thread, sort of?
You said it well. A recurring theme, thematic device of any kind. You said pattern that works perfectly well. It can be a rhythmic pattern, it can be a harmonic idea, it can be any germ of an idea. So it's any pattern or any thematic device that can be used as a germ of an idea for improvisation. The most famous musical examples, you know, like how simple is that? Any little kid could have written that, right? But it's not that. It's what, how it got developed and how it gets, stretched and compressed and embellished upon, and other ideas that link up with it, and this is how a piece of music gets, becomes amazing, right? think about, right?
Right, yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3. It's a four-note motif, and three of the notes are exactly the same, right? Like, how you cannot get more simple than that. The simpler the idea, this is something we're going to talk about a lot. The simpler the motif, the more things you can do with it. I'm not going to get... This isn't a very heady... Like I explained before, we're doing this in session two because it's more physical than it is mental. The motifs can be rhythmic in nature or harmonic in nature. Right? Let's deal with the rhythmic stuff first. We're doing Satin Doll, right? So can I have a designated comper?
Like, try it out, since I need the practice. All
right, so rhythmic motif. Perhaps whatever I play in one bar rhythmically, no matter what the notes are. Now, again, just to backtrack, I'm not going to do a lot of harmonic stuff. I'm just going to do C major. Well, I will do C major when we start. But whatever I play in one bar rhythmic-wise, I'm going to repeat the exact same rhythm again with different notes, or the same notes in bar two. In fact, I'll just keep doing it for like eight bars or something, just so you... Whatever, we'll see how long. So 1, 2, 3, 4. And it was, it got a little old, but because I varied the pitches, it was kind of nice to listen to. The human ear, we wanna balance something familiar with something different. We were talking about this last night. If something is always different, then you're like, whatever. There's nothing to latch onto. And if, of course, if something's always the same, you're like, it's kind of boring. Yeah. So that's a simple way to get into motifs. Now let me demonstrate a harmonic motif, which I don't know what that's going to be yet. There's lots of different types of each of these. So let me just pick an example. How about a common tone? A harmonic motif is a common pitch to... An example of a harmonic motif is a pitch that works with multiple chords. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4... That A, I played other stuff as well, but my main focus was to just play that A, right? That was the motif. It was only a one-note motif. It was a common... Another idea from harmonic motif could be like the relationship between two notes. Let me... and I don't mean two specific notes. I mean a spatial relationship, like a fourth. Let's say it's a fourth, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4... Fourths. I played other stuff as well. And it was it's a fairly interesting, you know, and it's because it's easy to latch on to. The human ear is like, okay, there's something I recognize, I'm not exactly sure, but there's other stuff too, right? You get the point.
Yeah, right.
And so all we're going to do is explore what that means for whatever level you're at. It's a rhythmic thing. You could still solo in C and F, the same thing. Nothing is going to change as far as that goes. But the way you improvise is going to change the nucleus of how you think. So let's start with rhythmic motifs. The easiest way to get into a rhythmic motif can be one bar phrase of whatever you play. Rather than all do it at the same time, let's go around in a circle. All right? Or we can have volunteers who would like to attempt to start. Well, what she did just now as demonstration was very good. It was two bar phrases, which is a lot more realistic and musical than one bar phrases. She naturally gravitated into that. So. Whatever, right? So it's a longer way of thinking, so it's a little harder to do than one bar phrases, but it's more musical, so well done. But you should start, if you're wondering where to start and you've never done like that before, then you don't have to do two bar phrases, but you should know what you were doing. Sometimes you're losing your motif, because that, and that's a tip common thing. Motifs is a funny old thing. No, a lot of times people struggle not because it's too complicated or the idea is too complicated, because they don't have the ability to focus and make their ideas more simple, and because it takes discipline than to just kind of float, you know, right? So well done as a start. Let's talk about that. It's an underrated art to get more mileage out of fewer notes. You just said it very well. And in songwriting, we talk about that. The most songs are two bar phrases, the actual motif. Like we did just for a minute. Because everyone seems to be gravitating towards two-bar motifs. Call out your favorite pop. Don't call a classical piece. Call like a pop song or a rock song. Just off the cuff. Or jazz.
I can't think of the names of any songs.
Break it up is hard to do.
How's that go? I can't use that example because I don't know how to go.
Okay, then we'll think of something else.
Like a famous one.
Is that the one?
Comfortably now.
Okay.
I know.
It's true. Is there anybody in there? Right? That. What? Like, hello to...
I don't know that song.
Well, all right, so let's assume, because it's a halftime feel, so it's really a halftime feel for four bars, but let's call it two bars.
Yeah.
So, hello, two, three. Is there anybody on two, two, three? Da-da-da-dee-da-dee-da. See how it fits together rhythmically, and the whole rest of the verse is like, or you know, right? You can do that with any song. So that was two bar, the rhythmic motif of the song or melodic motif fit in two bars, and that's why we pick another example.
Runaway.
Like run away, my run. So how does it start with?
I'm walking in the rain.
Okay, right there. Two, three, four, one. I'm walking in the rain. That.
Yeah.
Is your motif? Because then, what's the next line? So it's a theme. We were talking about this because of theme and variation. In that particular case, the variation happened in the beginning of the second phrase, and the rest of the phrase was very similar to the first. But it's still your motif. So you're not, in real life, you're not going to play exact motifs the whole song like you just did. But knowing how to do that allows you to stretch and be in control of how much structure and how much free form floating you want to do at any given moment. That's what we're exploring right now. Who else wants to try it? Well, I'm going to comment on what Louise just did. Well, very well done. She did a two-bar motif that actually was like kind of like self-referencing. So, like they're kind of similar, but it's different. And so you don't have to invent the wheel. You're doing like kind of like a a one bar motif with a variation on the second bar, that makes it a two bar motif. I'll never forget George Benson, obviously genius guitarist, right? When his famous version of whatever song that's called on Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
He talked about, you know, that's just the riff for it, right? Which is, but George, when he took it, this is, you know, so simple, it's on the level of, like I was saying, you know, the Mozart thing in G. He said, well, I just took it and made a two-bar phrase out of it. Now, all of a sudden,
yeah,
you got
it's cool.
Way more musical than just the one, right? It's very, without any knowledge of that, what you were doing was, you know, amazingly good. So you don't always have to reinvent the wheel. You can just take what you're doing and vary it slightly, and there's your two-bar phrase. Excellent job. Who's next? One, two, three, go. Okay, I'm not sure if we got off the form. It kind of strained a little bit, but I think you meant one, two, and three, and one. Is that what you meant? Or was your one in a different place?
I don't know.
All right, let's start over.
See,
just for the purposes of the recording, everyone's...
You see, if the response doesn't happen...
Everyone's repeating back Hillary's one-bar rhythm. You can use any note you
right,
want.
I know, that's fine.
But so, you've got to catch it on the very next
right.
one.
All right. And you can not play on the one, but everyone has to know where the one beat is. It's not your fault, necessarily. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Good job. And then from there, we could have different leaders do it. So now we're on two-bar phrases. Mitch makes up two bars, and we switch the key to A minor, and we're all gonna mimic back his whatever his two-bar rhythm is, any notes we want. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Damn good, you guys. Awesome. And then taking this two-bar way of thinking, in this case, rhythmic motifs for two bars, through Set and Doll. Maybe I won't do the whole song, but just at least the beginning. One, two, three, four. Thank you. Interesting, right? Mm-hmm. these motifs, it opens up a window in your brain. So let's hear you guys try it. 1, 2, 3, go. Did it right, but we were only looking for 4 bars total.
Oh,
right. So,
how many did I play? It felt like 20.
you did the whole section, which is 8.
Oh, I'm sorry,
but it's fine.
I should have. Well, you should have started.
It's all good. Do the same thing again. Start at the top, 4 bars each.
I know by heart.
Oh,
right.
Now,
1, 2, 3, go.
Somebody
and
else.
Yeah. Oh. And then Hilly. A deeper double down. Next.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, we're getting stuck. All right.
I'm also confused about where I am.
Mitch was saying this before, like it's not easy to keep attached to where you are in the form while you're soloing. It's not easy. I know for a fact because I play in the Steely Dan cover band and there's sections where you have to. Most of them are pretty predictable, but there's a few sections where you got to solo for 18 bars or something.
Yeah,
weird,
there's
and
one
it's
with
not
20.
Easy at all. You know the ones that aren't denominations of 4 really throw me. Even there's one that I think it's like
22.
Yeah, there's some weird number. It's, how do you know that?
Because we used to cover some Steely Dan songs in another band.
You know, it's really, you have to really concentrate. So, but this is developing your form awareness. So, good job. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, alright, but overall very good. I think you guys got the idea. It's a cool discipline. That was only rhythmic. We didn't talk about harmonic motifs. You could find a cool note that you like, or a relationship between two notes, or something like that. We didn't go into that much of melodic motifs, but the idea is there. If you're ever wondering what to play, you know, on the bandstand, this is a surefire way, because it's the germ of all music. We talked about famous songs that are all down to the simplest 2-bar phrases, from Tom Petty to Mozart to whatever the other examples were, you know. And that'll never change. People can grasp it, it's musical, and you can embellish upon it, you can expand and contract it all day long. You know, I didn't really talk about that, but as a final word, once you get good at this, you can expand and contract. So, I don't know, if I have a melodic motif. No, that was a rhythmic motif, which I already gave you. I think I'm so steeped in it tonight because that's all we've been doing. But if it's, can I get a comper? Because then I'm not as I'm not forced to tie down the rhythm myself. So this is an attempt to theme, to develop and expand and contract one simple non-rhythmic motif. I don't know what it's going to be. So here we go.
Using satin doll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see if I can do it in real time. I have no idea. 2, 3, 4. If anyone can you guess what kind of what it was? Was it a common tone? Was it like an interval or a spatial relationship between two notes? I forget what the other ones are.
I don't know.
It's like four pitches in a certain.
It was a sixth. It was a sixth. The interval of a sixth. That was what tied my whole thing together. I'm not sure how effective that was, but you heard that I was definitely playing around with one simple idea and trying to contract it. I think I fell into rhythmic.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because we've been doing it for an hour, but it'd be interesting for me to take that home. Now I have some homework, and just see if I could take that one interval and not reinforce it with the rhythmic stuff as well. You know, to separate it entirely. I'll get you out of here in 2 seconds. But let me attempt to do it now, just over 4 bars or 8 bars. No rhythm, just the motif. I'm gonna take the exact same motif. Here we go. One, if you can count.
Oh, sure.
2, 3, 4. No rhythm whatsoever, but the motif was strong. Right? That's an example. So I finally got there in the end. Have fun, you guys.